time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. A member of the BRICS, not hostile but not friendly to the United States and its allies in the world conflict that is the war in Ukraine. However, the BRICS are very ambitious, and I welcome Max Meislisch of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who with his colleague Alexander St. Leger have posted a piece about South Africa and Iran and Russia and nuclear power. Max, a very good evening to you. I am all new to this story of South Africa seeking a Russian provider for nuclear power. I believe that's what the occasion was. However, it was rejected some time ago. Why? Why did it not happen? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening, John. There's a complicated history between South Africa and Russia, but it all comes down to the fact that South Africa is in desperate need of sources of energy, and Russia has been very entrepreneurial in trying to promote its energy offerings on the continent, South Africa being one of the countries that it's tried to broker relations with. But those deals have fallen short. And what we've seen now is potentially a renewed offering or renewed engagement, at least interest in engagement between South Africa and potential nuclear cooperation with Russia or Iran.
The timing of the first deal, the breakoff, was about the time of the Crimea grab annexation, the aggression by Russia. Was that part of the decision-making process? Russia was all of a sudden an outlier.
Yeah, John, I believe so. To be honest, my expertise on this issue is more with respect to South Africa's current foreign policy. It's increasingly malign foreign policy, growing ties with Russia, with Iran, and others. But it would not surprise me if the threat of U.S. sanctions after Russia's 2014 invasion of Crimea played a significant role in bringing that deal to a close.
Then let's come up to date. This is February 2025. Pretoria's Minister of Minerals and Petroleum Resources, Gwede Mantashe. What is his ambition in talking to Iran and Russia?
This is an individual who, in my view, represents all that is wrong with South Africa under the leadership of the African National Congress, which is the leading political party in South Africa. It's been the leading political party for the last 30 years since the end of apartheid. And what we see is that this is a hostile political party towards the United States and its friends. Gwede Mantashe in particular seems to be taking a particularly aggressive stance against the United States and President Donald Trump, coming out and saying that there's offerings on the table, that there's potential cooperation with Iran, with Russia in the nuclear sector. And John, I would note that this is the same minister from the ANC in South Africa who has threatened recently to withhold South Africa's critical minerals, which are strategic resources to the United States, threatening to withhold them after the imposition of an executive order by President Trump ceasing U.S. foreign assistance to South Africa.
The meeting you point to as perhaps the beginning of this conversation took place last late summer, early fall, at the sidelines of a BRICS summit. The Minister Mantashe met with Iranian Energy Minister Abbas al-Abadi. What is the speculation about that conversation? Because it's quite extraordinary. Iran is under extreme pressure to discontinue its tempting decision-making about nuclear weapons. So the South African minister is talking to somebody who's poisoned, isn't he?
You'd think, but it seems that South Africa is taking all the steps that it can to demonstrate that it's not willing to play ball, that it's willing to go against the United States with respect to heavily sanctioned countries like Russia and Iran. And I think it's important to focus on the role of Minister Mantashe and how vocal he's coming out in saying that South Africa may be interested in withholding these mineral resources, may be interested in cooperating with Russia and Iran. This is a very turbulent time in U.S.-South African relations, and it appears that the ANC, and in particular Minister Mantashe, are moving in the wrong direction.
I note that most recently, the Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, did not attend a meeting of foreign ministers in Johannesburg, and the quote was dismissive of the reason to attend the meeting, pretty much like, I don't need to waste taxpayer money or coddle anti-Americanism. That was the Secretary of State. I believe the Treasury Secretary, Mr. Bessent, did not attend a meeting of finance ministers in Cape Town. This looks like it's about the G20, but it might also be about South Africa. Right now, South Africa is flirting with being sanctioned. What's the state of its economy? My last check on this was that it was brittle.
That assessment is completely on point, John. South Africa has been riddled with an economic crisis. I believe overall employment is anywhere between 40 and 50%. I believe that youth unemployment might actually be approaching close to 60%. This is absolutely incredible for what is supposed to be one of the most financially sophisticated markets in the African continent. And it's alarming that there's ongoing power crises, there's water crises plaguing the country. And in my view, John, all this comes back to the fact that there's deep-rooted corruption in South Africa. There was a period of state capture under the presidency of Jacob Zuma, where there was business interests taking over control of state entities. And John, my worry is that there might be a renewed period of state capture being led by U.S. adversaries such as Russia and Iran in South Africa.
One more detail. Is South Africa under sanctions now because of trading with Russia about oil and gas?
There's been a handful of designations in South Africa of U.S. sanctions targeting entities in South Africa. I'd have to get back to you, John, on whether there's particular designations targeting the energy flows. But there have been designations linked to terrorism, particularly, I think it was Al-Qaeda and ISIS affiliates in South Africa.
That would do it. All right. You have a recommendation to the United States about how to deal with South Africa's flirtation. That's what it looks like right now with Iran and Russia. What is your recommendation, Max?
What I would recommend the Trump administration consider doing is taking a look at the ANC officials who are responsible for moving South Africa in the wrong direction. The people of South Africa have suffered for far too long at the hands of the ANC's malign foreign policy and mismanagement of critical resources, of public infrastructure, and the like in South Africa. And the United States should pay particular attention to hold to account the officials responsible for all of those poor judgments.
Is there a sanction that would bite? You're talking about individuals. Mantashe would be one of them. This is the leadership. They can't travel. Their funds overseas are frozen.
Absolutely. There's travel sanctions, visa bans. There's financial sanctions. The United States could consider putting sanctions on any entity involved in nuclear energy production in South Africa. And this would be critical to addressing certain shortcomings in South Africa, considering they're going through this significant energy crisis. And it would be something that you would hope would get the attention of the government to bring them about changing their ways.
Yes, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense, Max. They're not in a strong enough position to defy sanctions regime or the United States, especially when it comes to banking. That can bite very deeply. Max Meislisch of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy reporting on volatility. Certainly Iran talking to South Africa, Iran and Russia talking to South Africa about nuclear power.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Delta Airlines just turned 100 and is already shaping the next century of flight with the Delta Sustainable Skies Lab. Here, they're building the future of flight. Think electric air taxis and next-gen aircraft aiming to cut fuel burn significantly. And this isn't just future talk. Today, their fleet of Boeing 737s have marine-like finlets designed to reshape airflow that reduces drag. The future of travel is more sustainable, and Delta's leading the way. Learn more at delta.com/sustainability.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money, getting 5% cash back when I pay in four. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in four subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
Love the night? Reach for Zen After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zen's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zen After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.